O Triune God, may we be blessed this day in our effort to reconcile the profound truth of our faith, in our relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening again. Just some of you might realize this might be my last chance to share the reflection with you. But it's really been a privilege and my pleasure to be with the Gilmore Park congregations. Today is a Trinity Sunday. There is some special story I'd like to share at the beginning. I learned a story from a friend who is also a church minister in their church. There is a man who came to the church only one time per year. He wasn't what we ministers call a C&E, if you know that word, which is a Christian for Christmas and Easter. There's a person like that. But no, he only came to the church on Trinity Sunday, and it's very different. He said he came to church just to see the preacher, to get confused when they're trying to explain the unexplainable, which is the Trinity. And when I was a teenager, I remember when it is Trinity Sunday, me and some of my friends would have a very interesting conversations I will never forget. It is regarding which part of God that we like the most, or whom do we pray when we send our prayers. We discuss those kind of questions which is never have the resort. Is this the Father? Is this the Son? Or is this the Holy Spirit? In the church, there are many people trying to explain about the Holy Trinity. Some people try to use H2O to explain the Trinity because he can be different forms, like become ice, like a water, or become steam. But eventually, they are all from the same material. And there are also one explanation that I just recently heard and I found it's very interesting, which is from a baker, and she made bread and cake. And she described the Holy Trinity is a cake. And I was just wondering why Holy Trinity become a cake. And she said, because cake is made by egg, sugar, and flowers. And she thought the three ingredients, it's like Trinity. When making a cake, they put them all together and become a cake. So when people test the cake, people can test there's egg, sugar, and a flour in it, which make people feel, especially when it is delicious, when it is a very good cake, people will feel really sense that, oh, this has come from egg and flowers and sugar. Sometimes people will feel, oh, they forgot the elements, but they know this is a cake made of different material. And I found this is very interesting because when she described that way, I can sense what she's feeling, what she's trying to describe, which is when I test her cake, I really found there is a very warm feeling and sweetness and different flavor that I have tested, which is sometimes it what we experience the Trinity in our life. Well, you might not get what I'm saying. You might not understand what I'm saying or disagree with us. And maybe there's other explanations that you prefer. But I want you to know that is okay. That is okay. As long as we remember that we are just human beings. And God is beyond our logical understanding. Even though we try 1,000 of the explanations about the Holy Trinity, we can never get the exact meaning or points about the Trinity. Because God is almighty and mystery. It's something that we just cannot comprehend, but trust. However, it is hard to explain the Trinity. As a matter of fact, the doctrine of the Holy Trinity did not exist until about 300 years after Jesus died. And it is not even mentioned in the Bible at all. There's a writer called Robert Farrar says that when human beings trying to describe God, and then we are like an oyster trying to describe a ballerina. So it doesn't make sense sometimes, but it's how difficult it is to understand the Holy Trinity. Because we just don't have the equipment to understand something that utterly beyond us. But in the history of the Christianity, we never stop exploring to understanding God with our trust in our life. And from today's scripture, we know it is about Jesus commissioning the disciple and sending them to the world. And this is also applying to us. It's applying to us today. Because as a Christian, we are disciples. We receive blessing, we receive grace, and we live in the world that Jesus' disciple used to live in. So here, it is important that we know what kind of world that Jesus and his disciples were living in. As you may know a little bit about the background of the biblical background, in Jesus' time, there were communities filled with wars, hatred, unjust, racism, someone broken heart, sadness, and places that need healing and protections, and so on and on and on. You can name it as much as you could. Does this sound familiar to you? Yes, because this is the world that we are living in too. When reflecting on the scripture, there are three words that came to my mind when I preparing the sermon, when exploring the meaning of the Holy Trinity, which I would like to share with you today. The first word is unity, which we can see this in the Holy Trinity, three in one in three. That's what I see in the unity. The second word is diversity, which we can clearly see this diversity in the oneness of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And third word, it's called community, which we can see how God building relationship with people in the whole Bible. Even in today, we see God building relationship between each one of us. These three words, I believe, are essential. Important in today's society, and maybe can be a good reminder for us. Be united, embrace the diversity, and building a healthy relationship between God and our community. Three words, I found it's very powerful, which I feel fascinated. You know why? Because this is something that we, Gilmore Park United Church, has been trying to do in our church. be united, embrace the diversity, building relationship between God and our communities. For example, we have community meal on Thursday, which we've been creating our relationship with our community. We have intercultural ministries. We have all ages worship, a different purpose. And they all apply to this idea, which is, I believe, those ministries, those event, activity, worship, are all inspired by the Trinity God. However, I will also encourage you to explore what the Holy Trinity means to you. You may find something meaningful and beautiful about God. I'm sure you can find it. No matter what, God's love is beyond our understanding, and God accepts us without any conditions. Let us pray. Loving God of the Trinity, we give you thanks for your enduring love, which created us and is creating. Amen.